Let's go. Yes, everything's working the way it should be working. All right. Hi, beautiful minds. You guys ready? We have a good class today. Really good class today. Anne Marie says, can you see us? No. I can't see you, but you can see me. And that's what matters. And when I pull you on, you'll be able to see, I'll be able to see you. So if this is your first class, which it may be for you, Anne Marie, this is how we do it. I'm going to teach about 30 minutes in the first part of it. Anne Marie said, good, because I'm eating cookies. Okay. That's perfect. I'm going to teach for the first 30 minutes. We're going to talk today about the highest leverage actions that you can take in order to get rich. And this is a really important, good discussion that I just feel like we need to be having more with more people. So the other thing that's funny that I wanted to tell you guys all why everyone's still joining is I was making jokes last class about how my number one student who makes the most money of basically anyone that I've ever trained is like obsessed with taking all of my classes and is such an amazing student. And when I talked about her on this, Corinne Crabtree, when I talked to her about this, I'm like, this is probably your fourth time watching this. She sent me a text. She was like, oh my gosh, it was my fourth time through because every question that you asked, I went through and was answering it and then fast forwarding and then rewinding. And so I just was confirming my point that your biggest asset in your life, the one that will produce the most money, is your brain. So educate it wisely. And we're going to talk more about that today. So first of all, when we talk about what are the actions that, oh yeah, Melissa, we'll talk about that today. When we talk about the actions that most leverage money and wealth creation, we have to understand what the word leveraged means and how we're utilizing it. And one of the things that I'm working on right now is I'm working on a podcast that talks about my journey to $50 million and what that has looked like. And also where I am this year and kind of in a transition year of really wanting to leverage my team more. And the way that, and this is just kind of a personal kind of aside, is that I have been building a company and building a body of work and marketing that company all over the last 10 years. So I call it a talent stack that I have, right? So I have the ability to coach and create content and teach. That's my main talent. And then, but I'm also very good at marketing and sales. And then I have another talent, which is creating a company that can basically self-manage itself by the use of filters and a very lean team. And when I arrived at 50 million this year, it's kind of like my halfway mark, right, to 100 million. And what I'm noticing in my current company and the way that I have it set up is that there are times when I actually, in that third stack where I'm managing the team, I'm actually interfering with the functioning of that team by trying to manage it. And so now what I really want to do is leverage that, is go to the next level where I can leverage my team, my CEO, Erica Royal, and have her kind of handle the whole team. And I can focus way more on where I'm really the most valuable. And where I'm the most valuable is first and foremost in coaching you and teaching you and creating content, and then also in marketing ideas and marketing strategy. So if I could stay in that lane and let the operations and the technical part of the business kind of be handed over to my staff, I think we're going to grow much, much, much faster. And I'm going to be able to create much more value. And so my word for next year is leverage. How do I leverage my team? How do I leverage other humans? How do I leverage content in order to really focus on the creation that I want to create for you and the coaching that I want to create for you. I feel most alive on a call like this. I feel most alive when I'm coaching my students and helping them make more money and achieve more freedom in their lives. That is my first joy. I'm much better served doing a call like this than I am in a meeting talking about, you know, human resources or something. That's just torture for me. I'm not good at that, but I have people that are amazing at that. So when we talk about leverage, I'm going to kind of back it up and go like to the basics so you can kind of build depending on where you are. And for me, just even reviewing and preparing for this class was like really eye-opening. My son, Connor, was sitting here with me while I was like creating the outline for this class. And he's graduating from college this year and he's trying to create his own business. And I was reading to him kind of the content of what it takes to be rich, because he wants to be rich because I'm his mother and I've told him that that is what he should want to do. And so he's kind of like taking all these concepts in for himself as a beginner. And I'm kind of taking all these concepts in as, you know, someone that's very seasoned in this industry. They're applicable across the board. So, you know, really just apply whatever it is I'm teaching throughout this first kind of section of this class to where you're at. So the first thing that I did that was the most leveraged thing was, and I realized, huh, this is really fascinating, was when I wrote a book. So first of all, I do not recommend writing a book. Writing a book is awful. It is so hard, I think, to write a book. And I've written a lot of books. But my very first book was such a great exercise in leverage because it took me a while. It took me several months to write the book and even many more months before that, coaching clients to even have the knowledge and the, you know, kind of expertise to even write the book. But then when I wrote the book, one of the things that happened for me is that all of a sudden I had this 6-chapter book and it was built on a framework of results that I could create for my clients. And that 6-chapter book was hard to write, but once it was written, once I had it done, it just kept selling without me doing anything. And we still make money, right, on the book coming in all the time. Actually, I don't even think we sell that book anymore, but when we did have it on Amazon, we would make money every single month. I wasn't doing anything. That book was leveraged for years for me, right? Because I had written it and then I was done with it. And then it just kept sending me money, 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 money. It was great. But even more importantly, that 6-chapter book became a 6-hour day workshop. It became a 6-week course. It became a 6-month masterclass. You have access to all of that content here in Self Coaching Scholars to see how much I leveraged that one idea. And so I just want to point that out because leverage is exactly what we're looking for. We want to find ways to make money when we're not trading time for it. So that is the very first rule, the very first action of high leveraged actions that you can take. Don't trade your time for money. Unfortunately, this is what we're taught to do. Okay, we get paid by the hour, we get paid by the, you know, minute, we get paid by the 30 minutes, whatever it is we get paid for. If you are paid by time, you are always going to be limited in how much money you can make. So there is one exception to this rule. And the exception is if you're brand new. And this is what I was just telling Connor, my son. When you have more time than talent in the beginning, you do want to trade your time for money. So I teach this to all my brand new coaches. I tell them, like, when you're brand new, you're going to want to get paid for an hour of coaching. You're still selling the result, but you're setting yourself up basically to get paid for the time because you have more time than you have talent. As you get better, as you develop yourself, you'll be able to charge more for results than for time. And there's a couple of examples of this, and I think it's hard for people to kind of wrap their mind around it, but I want to point it out. One of the best examples I've ever heard that someone's given of this is a dentist. And if you have a toothache and you need a root canal and you need your tooth replaced, if you go into the dentist and he says it's $5,000 for 5 hours, or it's $5,000 for 5 minutes, you get to choose which package you would like. Now, in the 5 hour one, he's putting in more time, right? Is it producing a different result? No, exact same result. He's just taking longer to get it done to somehow prove the value of it. I want to pay to have it done in 5 minutes, but we don't think about it this way. But remember, if you can get your clients or you can get your customers results faster, whatever it is they want faster, in less time, you have now leveraged your time and the value that you're creating. So in the beginning, you can give your clients more time, right? You can give them more energy. That's something I was saying to my godson too. He was like, I said, what do you have that most people don't have when you first graduate from college? Time. What can you save other people when you're first new? Time. And time to me is the most valuable resource that I can pay for. If I can leverage my time to produce the highest value by hiring someone, you can be sure that I'm going to do it. Okay. So that's the first action that you can take. You want to get out of trading your time for money unless you're brand new. Then you're going to have to put the time in so you can build the value. So then you can do the root canal in 5 minutes. When you're a brand new dentist, it's probably going to take 5 hours. But eventually you're going to be able to produce the same result with your client in a much shorter amount of time. This is why, if you think about, for me, I used to coach for an hour to get the result I can get you all in about 10 minutes of coaching now. This is why I'm able to do a half hour of coaching, coach 4 to 5 people, and significantly impact their lives in 10 minutes versus doing one-to-one clients. Okay, I've leveraged my time with Get Coached and Self-Coaching Scholars and the staff that I have helping me run it. Okay, so that's rule number one. That's action number one. Action number two, and this one is so important. This one you cannot delegate. I do not recommend that you delegate. Learn the skill so you can develop it into a talent of marketing. Marketing is one of the most important skills anyone in this world can have. And marketing in the sense of, how do you let somebody know that you can help them? When you understand marketing, you understand that you are creating a narrative for your customer to experience the ability that you have to help them. So let me give you an example. My son Connor was hired by someone to create a website for them. And I said, okay, when you're creating a website, you have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of this website? Who is this website designed to speak to? Who is it designed to attract? And what do we want the people to do when they come to this website? These are like three very basic marketing questions that most people don't ever think about. But because I've studied so much marketing, I know how to approach any kind of marketing material, which a website is. So is your social media. So is your funnels that you're creating. So is any brochure. So is your first video, your first impression with anyone. Who are you speaking to? What are you telling them that you can help them with, and what do you want them to do with it? If you don't know that, if you don't understand marketing in the most basic sense, that website's not going to do anything for you. Your social media is not going to do anything for you. So when I was designing this program, Get Coached, when I was designing it, I was thinking about, okay, I have a client that wants to lose weight, or I have a client that wants to start drinking. In terms of this course, I have so many clients that want to be rich. They want to learn how to make money. They want to know how to change their brain in order to make more money. So when I'm speaking or marketing this class, I'm speaking to you. And I'm talking to you about the problem you have, which is that you're not rich yet. Now, I understand my customer. Most of you have some money. You have some success. You have a normal life. You're functioning. But you want to have an excellent life. You want to go to the next level of your life. You want to see if you can get a taste of wealth. So when I know who I'm talking to, that's complete marketing. I know who my target market is, and I know how to speak to you. And then I explain to you how I can help you. I explain to you that I have a process of way of thinking. I have success. I've helped myself and so many of my clients make more money, and I can help you as well, right? And then I ask you to sign up for my program. Get coached in Scholars so you can take this course from me. Okay. It seems so simple when I say it that way, but most of us have no idea how to market. Now, marketing and sales are different things. The next skill to learn is sales, but marketing is letting people know that you can help them by demonstrating it and giving them results ahead of time. My entire podcast, the Life Coach School podcast, is 100% marketing. It is me proving to you that I can help you by actually helping you, by actually giving you results ahead of time. So many of you come to me and you've already lost weight, stopped drinking, made more money, feel so much better just from my podcast. You've developed a relationship with me. We have this connection because of the podcast, right? And that's my marketing. Some of you have gone through one of my funnels. Some of you have come to a webinar. Some of you have come to one of the challenges that I did. All of those were simply designed for me to show you and let you know that I can help you. And marketing is a process of developing a relationship with your customer and informing them what you can do to help them. That is marketing. Now, the type of marketing that I think everyone should leverage and become an expert at is what we call direct response marketing. So there's a big difference between marketing and knowing right away if you're responding to that marketing, or, and that's direct response because I get a direct response from you, or just marketing on a billboard and never knowing if there's any effect of that, you seeing my face on a billboard anywhere. Okay. So direct response means I send an email and I ask you to respond. And if a lot of you respond, then I know that was a great email. I know that that marketing really worked because whatever it is I said in that email, the call to action worked and you made that action. Okay. Now, if I just put an ad out there and I don't ask for any action, I just want you to see my face. I just want you to look at my website. I just want you to read something I've written. I have no idea if that's having an impact on you at all because you haven't responded to me. Okay. So if you look at the hugest companies in the world, like Coca-Cola and Google and Apple, they don't have to do direct response marketing because they have such huge budgets and such huge clientels that they don't have to have that direct response, but they still do it. They still test the efficacy of their marketing by doing some direct response. For those of us who have small budgets, right? We're just starting out. We're just learning marketing. Direct response is what makes us good at it because we send an email. It doesn't work. We send another email. It doesn't work. We send a third email. That one worked. We are educating ourselves with what works by testing it on our market. We don't even need a focus group. We can just have the market that is already available to us by running some ads and building our list. Okay. So, and this doesn't matter what industry that you're in. I highly recommend that you read .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. if you're doing any kind of online direct response marketing, because, and the podcast I Love Marketing is actually with Joe Polish is actually fantastic for learning just the basics of direct response marketing. Marketing is being really good at letting people know that you can help them. I am extraordinary at marketing when you look at it by that definition, because I have millions of people, literally millions of people who have been helped by stuff I don't charge them for. And then many of you are like, I want more. I know this woman can help me. I'm going to have her help me more. And then you come and you join Get Coached, or you decide you want to become a coach. And then that's how I leverage my knowledge and my ability to help you succeed. Okay. And that's a skill I cannot overemphasize. Reading all the books you can, listening to all the podcasts you can, studying all you can, and testing on your market marketing, period. What is the problem you're solving? Who are you solving it for? And how effectively are you letting them know that you can help? Okay, so that was number two. Number one was don't trade time for money unless you're brand new. Number two was learn the talent skill of marketing. Three is learn the talent skill of sales. Now, many of you are very good at marketing. You have podcasts, you're helping people, you're doing all these webinars, you're doing all these great things, but you're terrible at sales. And sales is simply making an irresistible offer and helping your client accept the offer. The more offers you make, the more you help your clients accept your offer, the better you are at sales, period. Now, most people don't like sales because there's so many creepy salespeople out there that are trying to convince people to buy stuff that they don't need, trick them into buying stuff that they don't need. So that's not what we're talking about here. We are talking about, are you willing to go to bat for your client? If you have something valuable for them, right? Do you have something valuable for them? I'm looking at the questions right now. I don't necessarily mean passive income. I mean, you're leveraging your time to make more money than you can get paid for your time. So sales is, I make you an offer and you accept that offer. And the more offers I make that you accept, the better I am at sales. Now, here's what's magical. If you get very good at marketing, sales becomes easy. I don't have to convince y'all of anything. You've already had the results. You already know me. You already like me. You already trust me. You've already experienced me. So when I say, hey, do you want to come and join Get Coached? Here's how I over-deliver to you. Here's everything that you're going to get in this program. There's nowhere else you can get anything close to this for what you're paying. You're going to say yes. And that, my friends, is how you really change the world. You really help your clients and you get rich yourself. It's a beautiful, magical give and take with the universe, seriously. Because the more value I create, the richer I get. The more value I create, the more benefit you get as my customer. So if you think about, like, I'm not mad at all about how much money Apple makes. I want them to make all the money. I love Apple. I love my iPhone. I love my iMac. I love my iPad. I love everything that they create. So I want to give them money. I want to pay them for all the things, and I want them to get rich, and I want them to keep creating value for me. Now, some of you may not like Apple. That's fine. But when you're involved in a capitalistic society and you want to make a contribution positively, and you want to put more money in the hands of the good guys, you have to be willing to get rich. And in order to be willing to get rich, you have to create more value than you get. That's the way that I like to think about it. I like to over-deliver to anyone who pays me any money. And I like to over-deliver to all of my customers that I'm marketing to. So when I make an offer, which is all, that's all sales is I make you an offer and I help you accept it if I know that it'll serve you. And if you've watched me sell at all, there are times when I tell people not to buy my stuff. This isn't a good fit for you. You're not ready for it. You literally can't afford it. Stick with my free stuff. And there's other times when like somebody's deciding whether they should be a coach or not, and they don't believe in themselves. They don't, you know, think that they're capable of it. And that's when I go to work with my sales and I help them understand that their own doubt and their own fear should not hold them back from the opportunity that I have for them, which I think is the best coaching school in the world that will help you become the best coach that you can. Okay. First one, don't trade your time for money. Second one, get the skill of marketing. Third one, get the skill of sales. Number four, this is really important. And I say it all the time, but I feel like sometimes people don't hear me. Okay. And I am going to coach you later. So if you want coaching today on this, raise your hand, and I'll come to you. But this is number four, create something of extreme value for the richest people you can. Crazy, right? Especially in the beginning. The people that are the easiest for you to sell to are the people that have money that really need what you're offering. Period. So many of my clients pick target markets that don't have any money. They literally can't afford you. But there are so many people in this world, so many millions of people that can afford you and desperately need what you're selling. Those are the people you need to find. Those are the people that you need to market to, and those are the people that you need to sell to. Period. I was just doing some research on this because I was a couple months ago, I did a podcast. Some of you might have heard it on the recession and the idea of the recession and how we should think about a recession if it is going to be what they say it's going to be. And one of the things that I read about was that affluent people, people that have money, that have cash in a recession can actually do very, very well. And so I thought, what if I help those people? Because there's some people in a recession that won't be able to afford you. And I'm going to help those people with all of my free content for sure. But the people that I can truly help that can pay me in a recession, a true recession, are affluent customers, are customers that have disposable income. And how can I help those clients get to the next level? And how, for me, how can I help those clients serve more clients? And so I don't want you to shy away from working with people that actually have money to spend and to pick a target market that wants what you have to sell and has the money to buy it. Those two things. So when I'm talking to my son, Connor, today, and I'm like, listen, I'm like, who do you want to talk? He's like, brand new business owners, small brand new business owners. I said, small brand new business owners don't have any cash flow. They don't have any money, right? They are still getting their feet wet. They're still, you know, scraping by. They're still trying to put things together to make it work. Why wouldn't you want to work with a company that's already at $1 million, $2 million, $5 million? They're going to have much more disposable income to be able to hire you and work with you if you're creating funnels or websites for them. One little shift, who you're going to work for, the quality of the customer. And the quality of the customer, to me, in many ways, is determined, can they even afford to pay you? Will they be able to pay their bill? Will they be able to pay their invoice? And we're not discriminating in the sense that, like, I'm not going to help people that can't pay me. I'm just going to help them in a different way. The highest leverage that I can do is get very good. Listen to this. Get very good at marketing and selling to people who have money to pay you. Period. So, listen, I create my podcast and in my mind, I'm thinking about a 17-year-old girl listening to my podcast. I want to change her life. But when I'm selling something, I'm not selling to a 17-year-old girl. I'm selling to a 40-year-old woman who has a job already, who's just like I was, who has money to spend with me. I'm talking to you. That's who I'm talking to when I'm creating, marketing, and selling. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about that. It's a beautiful thing. People, I think about this all the time. I have a lot of money and I'd be willing to spend money on a lot of things that save me time. My issue now isn't I can't afford stuff. My issue now is I can't even find the help that I want. And that's what I want to offer to all of you. There are millions. This is the last thing. Number five, there are a tremendous amount of people in this world. Do not tell yourself stories that there's not enough people to help to hire you or pay for what you're selling. Your goal is in marketing is to find the people you can help that can afford you and to let them know you can help, period. When you have, like, there are times you'll hear me when I'm coaching sometimes, when I'm selling a program, I'll say, listen, I want to coach anyone who's on the fence. And if you can't afford the program, don't raise your hand. Because I'm never going to talk you into something you can't afford. But if you can afford it and you have the money and you're still struggling and you want to talk to me about it, let's go. And that's how I want you to think about your product, no matter what it is. Can the people that you're marketing to afford you? Do they have the money? Because if they do, all you have to do is get good at sales, which means you offer them something much more valuable than what they're paying for. In order to offer something much more valuable than what they're paying for, you have to understand what they value, because the value is determined by the person that you're selling it to. And, you know, I told this story at Life Coach Live, and I'm just going to summarize it here. But it was basically about this little girl who was trying to understand the value of things. And so her mother gave her a stone and told her to take it to the street and try and sell it. And when she took it to the street to try and sell it, someone offered her $2. And then she took it to a museum to try and sell it. And someone recognized the value of it as being higher and offered her $200. And then she took that same stone to a rare gemstone place, and they were able to truly recognize its value, and they offered her $200,000 for it. Same exact product. It was always worth $200,000. We were just marketing to the wrong people when we were on the street. They weren't seeing the value in it. So you have to understand, who are you selling to? You might as well go to the gem store that has the money and they recognize the value. That's when your life becomes so much easier. Okay. If you could solve problems for affluent people who have money to pay you, your life is going to be so much easier as you establish yourself and get rich. And people say, well, what about all the people that need your help? They can't afford you. Listen, if you're rich, you're going to be able to help them so much more. And you can always offer your marketing to them for free as well. But in your mind, you're targeting a customer that has a problem, that really wants to solve it, and has the money to pay you for it. All right. Who, my friends, wants coaching today? Raise your hands and I'm going to call on you and we're going to coach. All right. Who we got? Let's start with Lisa. What's up, Lisa? You have to unmute yourself.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Hi. I was going to bring this question actually to you today in the VIP call.
Perfect. Okay.
So I've been reading and listening along to the Possibility Formula.
Yeah.
And so I'm having trouble with my someone. And everything that you're saying is here's my offer. I help writers overcome self-doubt and design mm-hmm. their lives to support their writing aspirations or to okay. achieve their writing goals. So okay. it is largely teaching the model and using mindset work.
Okay.
Everyone I've met with is like, oh, this is a great idea. This is so wonderful. I'm in CCP. So I went out and did a whole bunch of free sessions with writers and they're all like, yep. wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I make offers, 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 offers. And every single person, my offer is, it's 3 months one-on-one coaching every week. And it's only $1,500.
But nobody wants to do that. What do people want?
Well, first of all, they're all like, that's too expensive.
Yeah, because first of all, what you're selling isn't irresistible. Nobody wants to spend 3 months with you, Lisa. No offense. No one wants to spend 3 months with me either. What do they want?
They want to be able to write without doubting themselves.
They want a finished manuscript.
Yeah, they want a finished manuscript.
They want a finished book. They want a screenplay. They want a book of poetry. That's what they want. That's what you need to offer them. You can't offer them time with you. They don't even have time to write. Why would they want to spend time with you? Right? So that's your huge issue. And if they think it's too expensive, you're targeting the wrong writers.
That's...
Like somebody says, this isn't valuable enough. Like if I come to you and I say, hey, you want to spend a day with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could probably sell a day with me for $250,000. Like legit. Like mm-hmm. somebody could spend 8 hours with me. They would find that incredibly valuable. Okay. If I offer that to say someone else, like maybe my kid, they would laugh hysterically. They'd be like, why would anyone pay you $2 to have to be with you for 8 hours? Right.
Right.
So if I find someone who has a business mind, is already making millions of dollars, wants to know how I'm making $50 million and I can break down everything for them over 8 hours, that will be worth millions of dollars to them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see spending $250,000 with me as worth $5 million to them. That will be a bargain for them, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to see what the end game is. If I just say, come spend a week with me, they're not going to care at all, right? And if it's the wrong target, the kids will be like, do I have to? So you get the right target and the right result that they want to buy. It's so easy. Like I could put that offer out there and be like, hey, if you pay me $250,000 for 8 hours, I will help you make $5 million. I mean, I would be flooded with people, which is insane
mm-hmm.
when you think about it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But it's not because they're spending 8 hours with me. It's because of the result that I'm going to help them achieve.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're not valuing that result,
mm-hmm.
right? Or they just don't have the money and you're in the wrong target pool.
Well, I think it's a little of both.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong target pool, but that's been the other thing is like, learning the marketing or finding where these people are that have the money that can spend it.
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to offer to you is if I said, come spend 8 hours with me, it's $250. What's the problem with that?
It's devalued your time.
It's way too low of a price.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you're like, I'm only charging $1,500. They should value it. It's like, hey, do you want this bottle of wine for $2? Or do you want this open heart surgery? I'll give you a discount. Like, careful with pricing. Lowering your price doesn't necessarily make it more valuable because it's the time that they're having to put in. But if you were to sell to someone, hey, are you trying to write a book? I guarantee you your manuscript first draft will be done in 6 months. If you work with me, it's much more compelling. Because I'm willing to spend $1,500 for a manuscript. I'm not willing to spend $1,500 to spend 3 months with you ever. See the difference, right? So you have to offer valuable things to people that can afford it. So if you just shifted your mind, I help rich, just say that part in your head, rich writers,
mm-hmm.
people who have lots of money that want to write.
Yeah.
I help them get a finished manuscript. Now your marketing changes. You're not apologizing for your price. You're like, this is for rich people. You don't walk into Chanel and they're like, shoot, sorry, we're so expensive. They're like, it's Chanel, right?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we're in there is because it's so expensive. Not everyone can afford it.
Right.
right? So you have to decide, and it doesn't have to be rich people, but definitely people that can afford and are willing to spend $1,500 for the finished manuscript.
Yes.
And then how do you prove that that is what you can create and guarantee for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because yeah. What is the reason they don't have the finished manuscript already is because of the procrastination and the self-doubt and the lack of time.
Right.
That's what you solve for. And so then you end up with that finished manuscript, and then you get 10, 20 people that actually do that in 6 months. And then your offer is so easy. You mm-hmm. want to be like them? Let's go.
Right. And I do have I do have clients who've done that. So
there you go.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're selling. You're selling time with you. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody. Sorry, y'all. Doesn't even matter how cool you are. Doesn't matter anything. Nobody wants time with you. They want results with you. Okay?
Right.
So make sure you're selling the right thing.
Okay.
And that's why we have to get so good at marketing. We have to get so good at selling. When you study marketing, one of the things that they teach you, and this is actually just a little side tip, is you make a list of all the features of your program. The features of your program is they get one-to-one coaching. They get it for 3 months. They get, you know, the model, they get all these things. So you write down all those features. Now, next to every single one of them, say, who cares? So what? Mm-hmm. And then describe the benefit of that thing. What will I get if I get those things? What is the end result that I'm going to get? That's what you're selling. So when I'm marketing weight loss, I'm not like, hey, you and me, we're going to do about 1,000 models together, and I'm going to put you on a food plan, and you're not going to be able to eat food that you really want to eat. And you're going to feel tons of urges, and it's going to be super uncomfortable. Are you in? No. I say, yeah. I guarantee you'll lose 20 pounds in 3 months. They're like, what? Okay. Then I give them the features.
Got it.
Okay.
That's great.
So, and I don't try and sell that to people who don't have any money to pay for it, because it's not good for anyone. If I'm trying to sell you something you can't afford, and even if you want to buy it,
mm-hmm.
right? I put you in a position where you're uncomfortable, I'm uncomfortable, nobody's going to win. It's right. Like if we went to, you know, like, let's say a high school football game
mm-hmm.
and started trying to sell the players Chanel purses. What are we doing? Right? Yeah. But we could go to a football game and maybe sell them Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, know your audience, know the problem that they have and how you're trying to solve it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I like the rich people.
I like the rich people too.
I like the rich people.
All right, my friend. All right. Who's next?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sheila Nova. Let's go. Hey.
Hey. I knew you were going to call me.
Good.
By the way, I don't know what you've been doing in the last like 3 months, but you have billionaire vibes. Like in some time in the last 3 months, you like, I don't know what happened, but you up-leveled.
Oh, good.
Okay. I have made $90,000 this year in my coaching business.
Congrats.
And thank you. And I am $10,000 away from 100,000. And I have this thought, I have enough time. Yeah. I just wrote it down while you were talking. I was like, what is really preventing me from getting 4 more clients? Cause that's what I would need to cover it.
Yeah.
I believe I have enough time, but I'm not going to do the right thing, which is such a lie because I'm actually really great at marketing and sales. And this is the reason why I've been able to get people into my program. And I'm a really great coach. I have crazy successful results with my clients.
Yeah.
And I think like there was something you brought up actually at Live Coach Live and on this where you were like so focused on your 50 million. It was like, you're trying to close that gap. And I feel like I'm trying to like do that with the 100,000. Yeah. And I'm just like,
what if you want to make 50K by the end of the year?
I don't even know how I would even do that.
That's the problem. You're just blocking your dreams again.
Yeah,
because do you think I can make 50K by the end of the year?
Yeah, probably in the next.
Do you think I can make 50K by the end of the hour?
I think so.
Yeah. So why would you say I have no idea how that could possibly ever be done? You do. The right client with the right offer. Done. The right 20 clients with the right offer. The right 100 clients with the right offer. I could sell one person. Let's think about what could I do. If I want to make $50,000 by the end of this hour, okay? I could offer 5 people something for $10,000. I could offer one person something for $50,000. I could offer 50 people something for what, $1,000.
So I'm thinking about my time and where I'm at. Like I have 19 clients right now.
Mm-hmm.
And having 4 more clients really maxes.
So maybe that's not the solution.
Maxes me out. But this is what I've been selling all this time.
But maybe if you want to get to $100,000, you sell 10 people something for $1,000, or you sell 20 some for $500 with your time leverage, something you don't even have to do live. Like the way that we make money is with our creative mind. If we get locked into this is how I make money, I charge this for certain clients, you're not even going to be creative. That's what's kind of cool about like closing the gap. I don't have any more time. And this is what happens when you try to go, because you're going to make $100,000 this year, and then you're going to want to make $500,000 next year. What are you going to do then?
Well, I've already set my goal for next year for 200,000.
Well, how are you going to do 200,000? You're maxed out with clients.
I have already decided I'm going to raise my price next year and I'm going to.
Okay, but that's so like easy. What if you want to make $500,000 next year? Goals are too small.
Okay.
What would you do?
If I was going to make $500,000, if that was my goal next year, I would really have, and I've actually thought about this because when I was first trying to do a $200,000, I was like, I have no fucking clue. And then I was like, well, wait, I'm going to start a podcast next year. There's all these different other avenues like where I could really think about expanding my reach. And so then I kind of calculated, well, I could do it this way by raising my price, doubling my prices, which I already thought I was kind of discounting my prices anyways this year for the first time. But if I did it, even if I doubled that, even to like 400,000 or 500,000, I mean, that's really a mind trip. Like
this is my point. You have to expect your brain to think bigger. So if you're trying to make 10,000 by the end of the year, you're going to be doing like, how can I improve what I already have? If you're trying to make 50,000 or 100,000 by the end of the year, your brain is going to have to think at a whole different level and a whole different way and doing brand new things. And I highly recommend that because we weren't going to make 50 million this year until we did that, until we were like, no, who cares about 50 million? Let's make 100 million. What would we have to do that? That's how we bridge that gap, is just thinking at a much higher level instead of trying to scrape 4 clients together at the end of the year.
Yeah. That's what I feel like I'm doing. I'm like trying to scrape 4 clients.
Yeah.
Like
you could do a mini launch of some. You could do like a book or a course, or like there's so many different things that you could come up with that you could actually make 10,000 on, especially because you have a reputation and you obviously are very successful and you're good at what you do. Yeah.
It's interesting you ask this because even when you were talking, I was like, I asked myself, what if we had 3 clients at the last 3 day of the year? And then I'd be like, well, then I just like launch a mini course where it's like $1,000 for a group or something and do a beta program. Like that automatically came to my mind. But then I was like, well, let's just focus on the first 4 anyways. But yeah, I feel it's interesting how it's like my self-doubt is kind of like I've come into contact with it in the sense of I've already made all this money and had all the success in my business. And it's so interesting that this is like coming to a head right in the last 10 days of the year.
But that's why having goals is so amazing, right? If you didn't have a goal to make 100,000, you wouldn't even be doing this work. Right.
Yeah.
But as soon as you have the 100,000 goal, then you're like, ooh, what do I need to do in terms of my own self-doubt and my own limited thinking to think bigger and to think more? That makes you evolve as a human being. Whether you make 100,000 or not doesn't matter to me at all. Like,
yeah.
Right. It's like the difference between 90,000 and 100,000 isn't going to change your life. but the thinking required to get to that next version of yourself, because there's a reason why you're only making 90K and you have 2 weeks to go, right? Upper limit issues, self-sabotage. This can't be true. That's the same thing with me with 50 million, right? Okay. I didn't even realize how much I was sabotaging myself until I stopped. And then I was like, oh, this is an upper limit issue, because I'll tell you what, making 50 million is kind of freaking me out.
Okay.
Right. And making 100K, that's a huge milestone. That will freak you out a little bit in the best way. But don't let your limited mind try to hold that away. And then that's your goal for next year, right? Because you only have to make it in a 12-month period. So even if you didn't make it in December, which I actually think you should, because that'd be super cool. But if not, then you just shift everything February to January.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, not, even if I don't make it this year, I definitely don't want to make just 100,000 next year. It's like, I feel like I already know how to do that. And actually, it's interesting. I felt like at the beginning of this year, when I really set that goal, I was like, I'm probably just going to make it, like I set it for 105,000. I was like, that's just going to happen. And it's, and it's felt very much like that will happen. And then all of a sudden I've gotten to this last part, I guess you're saying it's like that upper limit, like,
of course.
And I think a part of me is also like, what am I really scared of? And I think at the end of the day, I have also just had this dream of becoming a life coach all my life since I was like a teenager and having this $100,000 goal and not being able to walk across the stage. And I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I would be devastated, but I would give myself like a day to be devastated. And then we just get right back up and we make $100,000 by July of next year. But I really do. I want to make it this year.
Yeah, I think you should, because I think what it will teach you about yourself will be extraordinary. That's what it did for me. I was like, oh girl, your potential, your capacity, what you can do is so much bigger than you thought. Like I used to always be like, I can't wait to have a $4 million month. Like that's insane. Like, how do you make $4 million in a month? And then I made $4 million in a month. Then we made $6 million in a month. And I'm like, what? You can make $6 million in 1 month. And my mind was like exploding. And then we just had an $11 million month.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, everything that I know to be real in the world isn't. The limits that somehow give us structure, because limits are good in the sense that they give us structure, right? But when all of a sudden you're like, I remember when 4 million was hard? Now we're doing 11 million? I don't even know what to say about
that. So if I was, okay. So now that I'm thinking, like, I could still sell my one-to-one program, but I could also do a group lot, like a beta testing, even if it's like a 6-week program for like a way smaller price. Right.
Yeah.
And now like my brain was immediately like, you can't sell two things. You just got to focus on one offer. But I could sell both of those things and just see what I'm capable of.
And then if that doesn't work, you could try something else.
God, I have so much nervous energy around this. I have not felt this way since last December. Last December was when I hadn't made any revenue for 4 months. And that was the month I decided I was going to get my first 4 clients. And I did. But I like, it's coming up. Like, I'm just like, wow. And I wrote before you got on, I was like, I asked myself, how do I want to interact with this nervous energy? And I was just like, I'm not going to make it mean that it's indicative of the future of me failing in the future. I just want to make it
indicative of the fact that you're going straight up, that you're on your way, that you're accelerating. I have it all the time.
Okay.
You don't have nervous energy when you're not doing extraordinary things. You're sitting on the couch watching Netflix, not making anything of your life. You're not like, oh, I'm super nervous, right? You're nervous when you're out there in the world exposing yourself to harm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, my friend, I want to do one more.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You got this. Go sell some stuff. Okay. Bye. Who we got? Dinara. Did that work?
Hi, Brooke.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I mean, I'm fantastic now that you fixed me. This is great. So I've joined scholars about 2 weeks ago, and I kind of went full head, and I
just
nonstop consuming stuff, and it's been so incredible. I'm going through the possibility formula just like the first person, and then I discovered Monday R1, which is absolutely, I've honestly never been more productive than in the last 2 weeks. And I was
good for you.
Honestly. And like, and then I decided that I'm going to put myself to sort of the next place, and the webinars and masterclasses used to freak me out. So then I decided to do 4 in 1 week, and then I just did
good
them.
Good for
and
you. I just
finished 4 today, which was amazing. And meanwhile, you playing in my ear all the time about the other stuff, which is awesome. So here's my problem. I've been in business for a year. This year I've made $25,000. I work with women and I help them to heal hormone balances, so that way they look and feel great in their bodies. And my coaching has evolved since. Now I've added a lot of mindset stuff, and we talk a lot about their thinking and what's actually causing their stress. And I'm like falling in love with it and slightly falling out of love with, not that I'm falling out of love with hormones. I actually think the fact that I know the physical body and the emotional body is such a strength, but I just, that my person that has money, like that's where I have trouble finding. And I'm like, I don't know where to go. And I try not to say I don't know, but just don't know.
Well, what do you mean? You don't know where to go for what?
To find my, I feel like everybody I talk to, they can't afford my services.
Or are they lying?
I'm just not getting a lot of people. Their reasons are convincing. It's like,
but that doesn't mean anything. And this is really an important point I'm going to leave you with you guys today. People lie. I do it all the time. I can't afford it. It's not my budget right now. I can't do it because I don't want to explain to you that I don't like your offer and I don't want what you're selling me. I don't want to hurt your feelings. So I just tell you I don't have time or I can't afford it. So you have to know, do you have the wrong people or do you have the wrong offer? And the way that you know that is you look at your person and you evaluate, do they actually have the money? And they're just choosing to spend it on something else. They don't see the value in balancing their own hormones. Or do I just have the wrong person? And you have to know the difference, because you can sell your heart out to someone who doesn't have any money and they're never going to buy. You don't want them to buy, right? If they can't afford it, like that's not even worth your time. Mm-hmm. But if they're giving you excuses and reasons and you know that they actually do have the money, you just haven't offered them something that they value enough to spend their money on. And so you either need to make your offer more valuable to them and more irresistible to them, or you need to go find a different clientele.
How do I make it more valuable and more irresistible? Just more talking on the stuff that they need on the other
you
side of
it. You
have
to find out, what do they actually care about? What do they actually want? And how can I give them so much value that their mind explodes, that they get, like, for example, you coming in here, you get a private coaching call once a week. You get group coaching 5 days a week, and you get every single course that I've ever given you for $297. That's about as valuable of a thing that I can offer you, period, because of all the results that you can create with all of those features. So you have to do the same thing. What are the features of what you're offering? And then what are the benefits? So yeah, you're going to help them balance their hormones. Nobody cares about that until you tell them what the benefit of that is. If your hormones are off and you feel this, and you come work for me and I help you balance your hormones, and you're going to then feel this, that's priceless for most people, especially if they're whacked out hormonally, right? So you have to, are you willing to pay to feel better? Are you willing to pay to make more money? Are you willing to pay to start your own business? What are you actually selling them? And is it irresistible to them? And the way that you'll know is because they'll start saying yes.
And the way that I find them is similar, because I'm working a lot through social media. I do a lot of stuff and ads.
Well, you have to know who they are to find out where they're hanging out.
I think this is might be the issue. I might be like, I might not be getting the right person.
Because at first, pick I was the person. I want a rich person. Whatever rich is for you, I want someone that has money. One. I want somebody that has a problem that is really bothering them that I have the solution for. It's the trifecta. Brilliant. So for me, I target someone like you. You have the money. right? You're dissatisfied with your life enough that you want to change it. So you're willing to pay me money to see if you can change your life. And there's so many people that have. And I'll do that all day, every day to people just like you. And you'll benefit and win, and I'll benefit and win. It's beautiful. But if I try and sell this exact same thing to my teenage, you know, my son's, you know, best friend, I could sell him all day. I could tell him everything. I could probably sell him on it. I could probably sell anyone on this program because it would benefit them so much. But if he doesn't have the money, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Okay? So and finding that person is where I get stuck, though.
But stop telling yourself that. I just told you how to do it. Finding that person is hard to find. I can't find the person. I'm so stuck finding the person. How do you find a person you don't know what you're looking for? Why don't I have a problem finding you?
Yeah, because I was looking for you. And then
I'm looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like my ideal client. I know you. I'm looking for you. I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to you. I'm coming to where you are. That's it. So you can't find someone if you don't know who they are. Once you know exactly who they are, you're like, where are these people? And how do I speak to them? And then you target them and you speak to them in a very specific way. You are looking for women probably in their 40s, 30s, and 40s that are having hormonal issues. Where are you going to find them? At a ball game? Mm-hmm. Where do women like us hang out?
At work.
At work. So what forums could you go? You could go, I'm going to target LinkedIn. People that work in corporate America, women that have hormone issues in corporate America. Where are they? I got to go find them. I know they're on Facebook. I know they're on Instagram. So mm-hmm. stop telling yourself you can't find them. They're so easy to find. I found you.
You did. I could be more grateful.
I found out y'all. Don't tell yourself you're stuck finding them. All right, my friend. There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Listen. This is the most important thing. Leverage. Find the activities that will leverage your success in getting rich. One of the most important things, I was just talking to someone the other day, and she was telling me about the guy she was dating. And she's like, you know what I love about this guy? Everything, except he doesn't know how to make lots of money. And I was like, oh my God, that it just like my head like exploded. I'm like, that is a skill we need to teach everyone, how to make lots of money. And she just said, he just doesn't know how. It's not like, oh, he's good at it. It's like, he just doesn't know how yet. So how do we teach people how to make lots of money? I just taught you. I just gave you the secret. You'll either listen and apply it or you won't. But those of you who listen and apply this course that I just taught you today, there's no reason why you can't be rich. And I'm not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm talking about millions. And yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you can make millions of dollars. I believe that with my whole heart. Start with a million. We can get there. All right, my beautiful friends, have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.